From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Headline scrolling before the show starts.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube and see if you can find a trailer for a movie called Immediate Family. I just quite literally saw this 20 seconds ago. And a damn sauce on me. It's a documentary about... No, it's coming out. It's a documentary about making music in the 70s.
Ooh.
That's what I say. See if you can find it on the YouTube or something.
Hang on. I got to wait for AOL to make the connection here.
Get the hamster on the wheel.
Fuck, man.
I bet if you said documentary, you could find it.
But if you shut the fuck up and let me search, I'll find it.
I don't have all night. I want to go to bed. Okay?
In the early 70s, you couldn't pick up an album and look at the liner notes without seeing these guys' names.
I would buy records just because they were on it.
The creative input of these session guys cannot be overstated. Can't be overstated.
Russ Kunkel.
I heard you.
Danny Kortchmar.
Well, what a great song that is.
Yes.
Lee Sklar.
Lee Sklar. Jesus.
Yeah. Waddy.
They were just musicians we knew, and they gradually became legendary session musicians.
My main goal is to not get fired.
Tapestry, the whole thing was done in 3 weeks.
Three songs in one day, and we didn't piece together the best.
No, like it wasn't overdubbed.
Look, we were all in our 20s. No, there was no sleeping.
Each album became like a, what's the next thing they're going to do?
Not only did they give birth to this music, they're as much the author of these songs as the artist they did it with.
Ego goes out the window.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. I have a huge ego as well.
You can walk across the water,
I could get hipper, younger people.
In this hotel?
Yeah. But these are the people that play it best.
All I can express is admiration for these guys.
Four truly great players, all of them masters of their instrument.
In hindsight, I was just happy to be there.
I've got a band full of brothers that love me. I'm proud of all of it.
God damn.
Looks pretty good, huh?
Looks real fucking good.
December 15th.
December 15th.
Did you see that they were doing, did I send you that they're bringing The Last Waltz back out?
Yes.
To theaters?
Yeah.
We ought to see that.
Yeah, we should.
It's coming close.
If it's, okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably be out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We ought to go to that. Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio, everyone. It is October 19th, I think, for broadcast on November 20th or 21st, I think, or something. Okay. I don't remember the exact day. I can tell you real quick, but it is our last recording day of the year. Let me see, November, it would be the 18th, 20, I don't know. Anywho, the 18th it'll be.
Yeah.
And so it's our last recording day of the year, even though there are two more new episodes after this. We recorded those back in June.
Yep. Hot damn.
The last long day of the year for me. Anyway, speaking only for my, I don't know what your life is like, but I don't like to have a lot of long days.
And I got bowling on Tuesdays now.
If I'm awake That's for any more day. Than about 12 hours, I'm looking at the clock because it's time to go to bed.
See, and I like even on the weekends, I'm up at 6, 7. Ugh. I wake up. I
might be too, but I go back to bed. I force myself.
Sometimes if I lay my head back down, close my eyes, you know, I can go to sleep. But then what makes me mad is then I sleep till 9, and that bugs me. I don't like to sleep that late.
Why?
I just don't. It just feels like I've wasted the day because I know I'm going to be in bed early, even on a weekend.
Well, when we're
10, 11 o'clock.
When we're retired.
Yeah.
And we're meeting every morning for coffee and hash browns at McDonald's at 7 a.m.
Coffee and high colonics.
Yeah. We'll be up at, you know, six of those days too.
I've always been an early riser and you know, even if I don't set an alarm. Although my alarm fucking surprised the shit out of me this morning, man. I was deep in it.
When it wakes me up, I'm going to have a shitty day. If I wake up before the alarm, even if it's 5 minutes before, I behave and perform better than if that alarm wakes me up. For some reason, it just ruins.
Really?
Yeah. It's something in my, it just being jolted from a sleep, I guess. I don't know, whatever it is.
You know, I've read some things before this. The experts, whatever. Say it's actually better to be woken up, you know, gradually. That alarm clock jolting you up like that is not necessarily.
And I have the least. I have the least offensive tone for an alarm clock, but my alarm is a last resort. Like if I don't.
So you wake up before it goes off?
95% of the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause I don't, I have sleep apnea, so I don't
breathe.
So I wake up anywhere from 4 to 5.
That explains the pasty white skin.
No. That's a hatred of the sun.
Oh,
is what that is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the outside. I don't like the outdoors.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of good things. I mean, there's sunlight and people, so.
Yeah, fuck what I want either one of those.
Right.
I mean, prove to me, this is my season coming up. It's fat guy season. Hoodie season, it's cold, nobody out running around. Oh, although, I used to have an apartment in the downtown of the city where I lived. This is years ago, and there was a beauty college nearby, and man.
Yeah.
These fucking girls would walk around.
The summer days were.
Man.
Yeah.
I got to say, sheesh.
Remember sitting there at your place watching them.
Yeah. I missed that place.
That was fun. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, too bad I had to move out of there. I'd probably still fucking be there, to be honest with you.
I remember I looked at the apartment next to you there one time.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you did?
I think right after the divorce.
Huh. That was when it was affordable too back then.
I think they wanted $800 for that site in those days.
My memory was 7, but yeah. I bet you're right.
Yeah,
that's still pretty affordable.
Yeah, I couldn't swing
back
that.
Then. Now it's
and that site was like up
both upstairs, like the side you lived on was a top and bottom apartment.
Right.
That other side was full.
A whole house.
Yeah.
It was a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus you had an outdoor, like a upstairs outdoor patio area if you wanted to put some chairs out there. Like it was a house.
Yeah.
But that
would have been all right.
Mm-hmm. Now it'll be, cost you $1,500 now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Easy. Yeah. Yep.
I think he sold that house because I drove past a few weeks ago and they were doing some remodeling in there. So I bet he sold it. Hmm. Those were offices way, way back in the old days, I think. I think so.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like that downstairs was a dentist's office or something like that, I think. Don't quote me on that. I'd have to do some real digging, but
yeah.
Long time ago, man.
Yeah.
Long fucking, well, hell, I, you know what? When did I live there? I was forced out in 2012, 11 fucking years ago.
That's when you left that place was 12? Wow.
Summer of 2012.
And where did you go from there?
Second World.
Yeah, that's right. You were there for what, about a year?
Couple years.
Couple, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was at Lovelock for 3 years, and now I've been at this place for three and a half years.
I can't believe you've been in that place for 3.5 years already. Right. It feels like you just moved in there.
I know.
That's crazy.
I got that job in early March, and I moved into the new place in late April, 2020.
You got the job with the city?
No. This is the job I'm at now.
You're at now. God.
Yeah.
Where's the fucking time go?
Jeff, we're old. It's late October already. It was just March 1st.
My God, I really should be getting back to school. Sorry.
God damn it.
It's late September. I'm way fucking behind. You're
way behind. That's some F's for a fact.
Man, I really should be back at school.
I heard you.
or now hear me out.
I'm listening.
I could find myself a rock and roll band. Well, just might need a helping hand.
What's cheaper? I think the band at this point.
Yeah. She just texted me.
Yeah?
Do you know the difference between wallpaper and toilet paper?
And you're supposed to say no, and then she says, well, quit wiping your ass on the walls or whatever it is or something like that. What's the punchline, Dad?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Gross. That's something like that. Well done.
You don't get to come to my house anymore. Stuff like that.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know the difference between something and something something and sodomy? It's no. You want to go out Friday night? Something like that. Oh, yeah. Do you know the difference between cherry pie and sodomy? No? You want to go out Friday?
Do you know the difference between statutory and...
Yeah, about 20 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm. I bought nudes from a stranger for the first time last weekend also, in the midst of losing $800 at the casino.
You lost $800 and you're buying nudes.
Oh, I fucking saw Jeff in the wild last weekend. It was fucking crazy.
Oh, that's right.
When was the last time we saw each other and it wasn't on purpose?
Yeah. I know.
Probably never, right?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I walked into the casino when I saw you. Wow, what a shocker.
I'm going to ask if I can build a tiny house in there because I've been asking you. So, yeah.
Oh, you were going to.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look, since I'm special now, you know.
Yeah, I am that.
You know, you could just pull into the VIP parking lot and live in your car there. There's probably a live outlet on one of those poles down there.
They got cameras everywhere.
Huh? Yeah, fuck them. So what? Huh? Listen, bring them some fire water. They like that.
Oh, what, the Indians?
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and some blankets. Some special blankets.
A girl I know goes, I have a friend who sells. And I'm like, I'm listening. Is she cute? Yeah. All right. Let's tell her I'm interested. So Friday, she goes, hey, I got my friend's number. It's like, right on. So I'm at the casino Saturday.
Okay.
I'm not doing great. So I'm like, all right, well, I got to get a pick me up here. So I texted this girl and I go, hey, I'm Brian. So and so gave me your number. Oh, hey, how you doing? And we had a nice, polite conversation. And
hi, my name is Brian, and I'd like to see some pictures of your snatch, please.
And some money was exchanged for
not
a lot of. I didn't really, not a lot of pictures. Not a lot for what I paid her.
Oh, so yeah,
I was a little disconcerted.
Oh, that's too bad.
A little disappointed.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Did you keep the receipt?
Buddy, I told you I set up a special.
Did you?
I've got a Cash App, which has got my real name on it, and then I've got the porn Cash App, which has got a different tag. You know, like, yeah.
Who is Eric Stratton?
Well, he's Rush Chairman.
Damn glad.
And he's damn glad to meet you. But this girl's sending me pictures that I'm at the casino. And I'm trying to open them and look at them while I'm gambling. And people are walking around. And I'm just like,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
You got a problem. What'd you drop?
$800. Yeah. That's a lot.
You know, you're cutting into my Christmas gift money there.
Our first show back next year, I'm going to have some presents for you that are going to be the tits. They're fun.
Hey, actually, you talked about this, didn't you?
I got some great ideas. Did, yeah. I got a couple of pretty good ideas. The one is, I'm not sure if I can get the one. It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if I can get it. So, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? You know?
Gamble and buy nudes.
I got to pull back on the gambling. I mean, I know I keep saying this, but I really got to pull back. It's intrusive.
It's getting intrusive.
Yeah, it's starting to get intrusive. So when you saw me, I took $400 that night.
Yeah,
and I lost two, but I sat there for 6 hours. Now that's a hell of a turnaround. That's a good time. You're having fun there, right?
You sat there for 6 hours and you lost two of your four.
Correct.
I mean, how much money are you going to spend to go to a wrestling event? Buying the ticket, gas there,
oh, it depends
food.
On, it depends on where it is.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, you think 6 hours, a couple hundred bucks? That's, you know. I mean.
Right. I mean, so that's.
You can blow $200 in 6 hours doing a lot of other things.
You can blow
too.
$200 in an hour.
You know.
Doing less.
Well, yeah. Right.
You can blow $400 at a concert now. So that's kind of how I justify it. I go, well, all right, you know, if it were anything else, nobody would bat an eye at me.
Right.
You know, but now, and then I went back Saturday with the $200 I had left over, and I hit the ATM twice more.
You lost $800. How did you have $200 left over?
Because I went with four.
Oh.
And I lost two.
You're talking about the day after I saw you.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, Jeff walked up. He fucking tapped me on the shoulder. I hit on a game. He saw the bonus. He sat down. He hit the fucking bonus on
I
the
did.
Game.
That was that machine I started hitting on right away.
Yeah, man. It was fun.
Yeah, $150 bucks on that motherfucker. And
Jeff
then...
and I walked around and found some games we hadn't seen before. And
yeah.
Eventually ran into Trixie. There's a really cute black waitress walks around there. And now she knows me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I call her ma'am. I go, no, thank you, ma'am. And or yes, ma'am, or whatever. Yeah. And she.
She called her sister.
I'm just like, let me eat it. Just let me eat it. I don't even have to fuck it. Let me just eat it.
Just eat it.
Man. Yeah. What makes it destructive is the compulsiveness of it. If I had gone with the $200 and dropped that in a couple hours, all right, fair enough. But then I hit the ATM twice more that night. Yeah, that's what makes it destructive. So,
man, what you're paying in ATM fees?
$5 a shot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Our bank fucking credits us those back.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go?
Up to so many a month.
Where do you go?
Ally online.
Well, of course, I couldn't go to the ATM for my bank because my bank's ATMs were closed down for fucking weeks, and they wouldn't tell us why. They just said, well, there was a problem with the system. My guess is they got hacked.
Aren't you in that one that just changed names?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they made a lot of us get new debit cards.
Huh.
So I think they got hacked, but they're not saying
that. They're not saying, boy, that could come back bite them in the ass.
Yeah.
Class action. Mm. Fuck those assholes.
But I went in there and they, you know, were, they, I mean, they print you a new card right there on the spot. You don't have to.
Right there?
Yup. It's wow. Awesome. It's awesome.
Hmm. Yep. You know, they did like with the chip and everything in it?
Yup. It's great.
That's so kind of like getting a vaccine then. Get that chip right on the spot.
Updates and corrections time on TGR Radio. I gotta take this first 27 minutes and cut it down to a neat 20. Jesus, what a fucking disaster. The chief suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway has admitted he beat the young Alabama woman to death on a beach.
Yeah, I saw that.
In Aruba. After she refused his advances, then dumped her body into the sea.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Which is only an update.
She rots.
Which is only an update because it gives me the opportunity to play this from Patrice O'Neill and his special Elephant in the Room from 2011, I want to say.
Look at that white woman you're with. God damn. Nigga behind you going, yeah, son, I'm with my girl, but yo, for real? That white woman's amazing, isn't she? Tell the truth. He's with his black girlfriend like, I don't know, but that, she's high level. That's a high level white woman right there. That white woman is, that is man, oh man, oh man. Black women get mad at that, but that is top shelf white woman right there. You know how you can tell how pretty a white woman is? The value. You look at her, and then you wonder how long they would look for if she was missing. Come on, take a look. Take a look. Look at this nigga. Look. I saw you look mad, sweetie. How long if you was missing? How long you think they were? How long you think they were? Exactly. She don't even. She went. You know the deal. I ain't saying nothing wrong. White woman's life is valuable. What's his name? Joran Vandersloot? Right? We find out he was a serial killer. Man, he kills women. That's what he do. He do it well. You know what I mean? We know the girl that he, you know, supposedly had, what's the girl in Aruba? Natalie Holloway, right? But the one, he just killed a girl in Peru. What's her name? Exactly. Look how fast you said Natalie. You said Natalie. Natalie Holloway. That angel. Y'all said that like Family Feud. All right, name a white girl been missing for 5 years in Aruba. Natalie Holloway. Survey, son. Name a Peruvian girl that was killed yesterday. What is that big head third world Peruvian bitch's name? To be Yordis or something goofy. Don't get mad at yourself. I gave it to you. You saw how fast she said Natalie Holloway. Diana Ross right here said that. She knew her name. That white girl with Natalie Holloway. Man, you called yourself a woo. God bless you, man. That is high level right there. Don't be ashamed of it, gorgeous. She mad as hell. Fuck that white bitch. What, you know, come on. Ain't nobody looking for you. I might look for you, but the news ain't you.
The news ain't.
You think Fox is reporting you're missing? Let's be honest. Nancy Grace, she leads story on Nancy Grace for the next 6 months. Look.
I'm looking at her because she's mad as hell. Black women don't like that shit, but it is what it is. Let's be. Don't be like that. Let's be honest. That little girl that went missing, she was sailing. Little girl that went sailing. I forgot her damn name, but she went sailing and went missing in the Indian Ocean, okay? And they spent, good Lord, her mast broke and she was floating around and she gave out her little signal, her beacon. They looked for her. They spent $500,000, like tax money, to search for her. Now, if that's my daughter, I want that to happen too, but. If you go sailing, let's be honest, how long you think that? They gonna spend five, come on. Remember football players in Miami went missing? They went sailing? They looked for them for 8 minutes. Maybe. They just sent somebody at the edge of the beach. I don't see him.
Yeah.
We have to call off the search because it's too much sun. The sun, the conditions are abnormally difficult. If I go sailing, I'm taking a white baby on a keychain with me. If my boat go down, they gonna find me. I'm gonna have it hooked right to the side of my belt. And I'm going to dress the baby real white, too. I'm going to put sweatpants on it and a pair of Ugg boots. And I'm going to take a picture. And look at this white baby. You don't come get me. This white baby going down with me.
If you've never seen Patrice O'Neal's Elephant in the Room, that's 2011 already.
Yeah.
It was... amazing hour for him. It made him. And then he died a couple years later.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was, you know, when we saw Patrice O'Neal at Just for Laughs in Chicago, it was 2000. I had to look it up. It was June of 2010.
10, okay.
And he was working on that material then, some of that stuff then, when we saw him. Vic Theater in Chicago, Patrice O'Neal dead, Greg Giraldo dead, Jim Norton, who was funny on that show, and then one other guy whose name I couldn't find or remember, but he was like an Asian guy, but
I
couldn't remember it. But he was working on that stuff back then, and God, was that a great hour. I mean, it's still out there. You can find Elephant in the Room is what it's called. You definitely should see that. It's very funny.
I don't know what made me think about it the other day, and listen to this now, made me think about it again, is that goddamn bit. And it's not Patrice. I'm pretty sure it's not, but that the whole haunted pussy.
Oh, yeah. But
Jesus Christ, that's funny. I love
that.
That's not Patrice, right?
No. I used to have that on the info of that, what it came from. It's some podcast.
Made my jaw drop many times.
It's girls out there who have let men eat haunted pussy.
Haunted pussy.
A haunted pussy. Is a pussy where she had an abortion less than a month ago and let him eat the pussy knowing that it is cemetery juice dripping out of pussy. Haunted pussies are a problem in this country. A lot of guys have been digesting haunted pussy droppings. And I don't think that's fair. That man deserved to know that a life was yanked out that tackle box. If it's been less than a month. That's all I'm trying to say, man. People need to tell the truth. That's right. They got a tackle box. God damn it. There's all kind of hooks, bait, dead fish smell, little lines in there.
Fish tackle box.
Hey, a lot of bitches walk around with tackle boxes down there, man. All kind of dead fish heads will be in that pussy if they can look up in that motherfucker. But that don't stop you from liking her. But you deserve to know that you are eating life yanked womb.
Life yanked womb.
Life Yank Womb. Life Yank. Is that the official name for aborted pussy?
Wow.
Well, oh, okay, fuck it, y'all.
Official name is Splat.
Oh, fucking ravioli box.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti-o.
Oh, fucking Spaghetti-o snatch. Beat it with your fucking Spaghetti-o with hot dogs pussy.
Abortios.
There's a show.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Abortio.
Uh-oh.
Some guy standing there with a fucking coat hanger. Whoa.
There's a show title in minute 37. Abortios. Daggle box pussy. Let's go to the news now on TGO Radio, everybody.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Tonight, a Rowan County family's upset if their loved one's body was mistaken for a Halloween decoration and left sitting for days.
No fucking way.
Way, dude.
Wow.
Yep.
Jesus.
Died. Was on someone's front lawn. They thought it was a Halloween decoration. Cats were coming out and cutting grass around it. I swear to you.
No.
Yes, I swear. True story.
Maybe that's a hint for everybody when it, you know, maybe we've taken this holiday just a little too far.
Mm. Want to be able to know how he died and why it wasn't reported to police sooner. Queen City News anchor Morgan Francis spoke with his family, joining us here.
You know, if your news broadcast has to have a John Williams score at the beginning of it, maybe it's time to dial it back a little bit. You know, if you're hiring, you know, the London Symphony Orchestra for your, how about we peel it back? A cunt hair. Get back to fucking normality.
Yeah.
Can we please?
No. That ship sailed.
I know.
With the very latest shocking details, Morgan.
Oh, hi.
Brian, this all happened in China Grove. The family discovered.
Ooh, whoa. Bow, now, back,
back, bow, wow. A lawn care worker mowed around Robert Owens' near naked body, thinking it was a prop. A day later, someone else made the gruesome discovery.
Nope, time out. I beg to differ.
Tell me what happened, Jeff.
That wasn't that guy going, oh, it's a Halloween prop. That's that guy going, fuck it, I ain't picking it up. He knew that was a dead fucking body, but you know what? That wasn't his job.
I'm not rolling that over.
Ah,
fuck you.
That. Look at that fat ass. I ain't picking it up by myself.
The gruesome discovery.
Gruesome.
Don't know how you can do that. Mow right beside someone and assume that they're Halloween decoration at a house no one lives at.
The last time.
The house no one lives at. This guy died in the front lawn of a house no one lives at. They come out to cut the grass and it's like, ah, it's clearly a Halloween decoration. That's, you know, I don't need to have an impact on the world, but I hope it's not as little as that. How you know you've had zero impact on the fucking universe? What? You die in some mysterious front lawn and no one even thinks to fucking kick you and see if you're a real person?
The only way we're going to know you've kicked it is when your cat gets fatter.
Yeah. And my eyeballs are missing. She'll fucking eat me too, that cunt. She will fucking snack on my carcass. That cunt bitch.
At a house no one lives at.
The last time family saw Robert Owens was October 1st, a Sunday. Well. It wasn't until a week later that police found him here, down a long driveway off of Shoe Road in China Grove. He had little clothing on and was face down in the grass outside
face
a home that family
up.
Says has been empty for quite some time.
Man. Guy with no...
Well, if...
I mean, you know...
If you'd like to get another look, he'll be on display between 9 and 10 and 12 and 3.
Guy with no impact on the universe has died.
Wow.
You don't even fucking jiggle that leg to see if it has a pulse? Nothing, huh? What Halloween decoration just lays spread eagle on a fucking lawn?
I'm telling you, man, that guy mowing the grass like, fuck it, nah, ain't my job.
All right, I don't
want to have nothing to do with this.
I'm going
to
weed whack up to his balls and I'm out. I'm not going to fucking, you know, that, That's it. I don't get paid enough to deal with this shit.
Don't trim pubes. I'm going to weed whack up to his balls.
Time.
My grandmother's lived off of She Road for 40 plus years, and he's never been to this house. He's never known of this house, you know, this far off the road. He's never been back here. He's never been known to come.
We got it.
Here.
Police told his sister,
Hale, I don't think he knew of the place.
Well, hang on.
And mother Brenda that the 34-year-old hadn't been shot. They had to gather the rest from a construction worker on the property.
Construction worker told us that he had cuts and scrapes on his arms.
He said it looked like defensive
wounds. Is his words.
Family members admit Owens has been known to do drugs. They say...
Okay, so let's see if we can piece this together. Uh-huh. Known drug user.
Half naked.
At a property with no one living in the house.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you need to be,
Didn't take much sleuthing to get to that one,
does it? I think you need to be Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs. They say, however he died, doesn't yet...
I have a guess. I'd like to venture a fucking guess into this.
Explain.
Let's play Jeopardy. What is drug use?
How he ended up here. Please don't suspect...
Stringy drifter found dead in a lawn. No. Might be drugs.
Foul play, but they're still investigating his death. In the meantime, his family is still in shock.
I bet.
They're investigating his death, but they can't do it until the Halloween holiday is over.
Yes.
And the decorations are all packed away.
You can't tell the difference between... There are people call the cops because they think sex dolls are people.
Right.
And we can't get a guy to fucking... He's wearing Jordans, and I don't know what... I mean, can we... Maybe we should... No, fuck it, just cut around it. All right, fair enough.
I don't know, he's got a crack pipe in one hand and he's bleeding from his asshole.
Your asshole!
Is still in shock
that
the man they all love is now gone forever.
Well, maybe they should have taken him to some fucking drug counseling then. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe his fucking heart exploded, Len Bias. What was his drug of choice? If you're not 80, you don't know who that, I'm sorry.
His nieces and nephews love him.
Fuck yeah, he was the cool uncle. He was always carrying.
Yeah, he was always holding.
Yeah, he was always holding.
Kid, you got to be 80 to get that reference.
Uncle Phil, I need a bump. Is it Hunter Biden? Robert Owen. Uncle Rob, I need a bump. He's always in such a great mood until he comes down. Then he has
Then he's a little shaky.
Yeah. He has to take a key bump to feel better. Remember key bumps? Remember that?
Huh?
Remember key bumps?
Oh, off
where you have cocaine on your car key?
Yeah. Oh,
man.
Nephews love him.
Yeah, I bet.
And he had just gotten my son a jacket, and he didn't even have the chance to give it to him.
It's the jacket. Oh, it's the jacket.
Take your pants and jacket off. What?
Fucking Richie up real.
And he didn't even have the chance to give it to him.
Well, thanks for ruining the fucking surprise. He was probably wearing it when they found his corpse.
Could have used it to drape over him.
He could have cover his bloated dead face.
Oh, Jesus.
We want answers.
Well.
The fuck was that?
Her crying. Because she doesn't understand drug addicts' hearts stop beating, too. She doesn't understand.
I wish there was something we could have done.
Yeah.
Would you like a list?
It was called Betty Ford. Why didn't you look into it? You ever had a homeless drug woman who got eaten by a fucking alligator a few weeks ago?
Right.
I wonder how this tragedy could have been prevented. You ever thought about giving her a place to sleep that went under a fucking bridge? Have you ever thought about that?
Wish there was something that could have been done. There were a lot of things that could have been done, pal.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't want to look at them.
Right.
Dumb fuck.
We
just want answers, Jeff.
Answers.
Yeah.
Answers. Questions.
The China Grove police chief tells us they are expecting to get more information this week. They're still waiting for the autopsy results to come back. Owen's family says his death has left them with unexpected expenses, and they're currently trying to raise money for his funeral. Alicia.
Well, maybe they ought to.
So sad.
Maybe they ought to sell the drugs he had in his house. Update to that story. I have a quote now from New China Grove Police Chief. Quote, But every day there's a new thing coming, the ways of an Oriental view. Sheriff and his buddies with their samurai swords. You can even hear the music at night, Joe.
Can you?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, thank baby. You.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yes. Fucking dudes.
Down with that. Fuck you.
Yeah, go get fucked.
A Nebraska funeral home worker, Jeff, was busted last week when he had sex with a life-size doll that belonged to a dead man whose body he was tasked with transporting.
What?
Follow it? Guy works for the funeral home, goes to pick up the dead body, and fucks the sex doll.
Sex doll that belonged to the dead body.
Correct.
That's the weirdest love triangle I have ever heard of.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yes, sir. Ryan Smith, 41, was arrested last Friday on charges of burglary, criminal trespassing, tampering with physical evidence, and was promptly fired. Oh. Smith became smitten with the doll after spotting it. Damn it.
Even though it's in Texas, nah, we don't give a fuck.
Oh, fuck you.
You're wrong.
So what happened was Smith became smitten with the sex doll after spotting it inside the Rock Creek Apartments unit.
So they shared a moment.
Where he
gazed across the room.
Eyes met across a fetid room. Smelly, stuffy room.
Whoa. His eyes met her lifeless gaze.
That's how you gotta have it.
Yeah. I hate lifeless gaze. Want a little action in them.
Want them to push back.
Exactly.
Lifeless gaze.
Come on. Put some motion in that ass.
Push back, you fairy. What am I paying you for? Smith became smitten with the doll. Sent to collect the body of a man who died a natural death, wink, according to documents obtained. The pair were working on behalf of blah, blah, blah. Later that day, Smith allegedly called the property manager and claimed the sheriff's office was sending him back to the unit to collect the doll so it could be swabbed for, quote, a biopsy, end quote. A bizarre request that was immediately shot down. Let's see. Our friend Ryan Smith decided to help himself and somehow weaseled his way back into the dead man's apartment.
He gonna fucking bang that doll out again, wasn't he?
Well, this was the initial fucking, so he couldn't fuck it the first time, but he broke back into the apartment to fuck it. Yeah.
Put the wood to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you fuck it? My boss got a mannequin at work. My boss is silly. So he goes, I ordered a mannequin. And I go, can you fuck it? And he goes, no. And then why did you fucking order it?
Are you sure? You sure about that?
You can fuck anything if you try hard enough.
Right.
That's my philosophy.
You guys got handymen. See if they got a drill and a drill bit.
The manager stumbled upon the disturbing scene while investigating noises coming from inside the unit. So bad enough he broke in to fuck the doll, and now he's like screaming it out, you know. Which was deadbolted and locked with a chain.
Yeah, so the doll's into rough stuff, huh?
Superman his way into it, this apartment.
Oh.
Just to stick his dick in this fucking piece of plastic. Smith then allegedly walked out with his clothing disheveled and warned the manager he would return with a warrant for the doll.
Look, that's some good pussy in there. We're going to have to take it back and study it. Wow, boy. Oof. Man, you know, we've had some real fucking degenerates profiled on this show with their stories and their idiosyncrasies. That's kind of fucked. Wow.
Gotta respect it. No, actually, you don't.
What?
No, I just was trying to be funny.
Keep trying.
Let's see. Manager called the police and reported the fiasco, saying he was worried the funeral worker would return to break in and steal property from the apartment. Nope. Just the fuck doll.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Got arrested for that. 41 years old. Life is over. Because he had to get a nut.
In a piece of plastic.
Yep.
You got a hand, pal.
Yeah.
Boy.
Fucking lube it up.
Man. Boy.
Lube it up. To a Japanese jerk place. Good enough for Robert Kraft, it's not good enough for you. Go to a Japanese or an Asian jerk place. Well, I used to work for a place that had that its office was right next to an Asian jerk place.
And it's a massage parlor. Come on.
Well, it's a jerk joint.
It's a jerk joint.
But I was coming into work one night. I was a third shifter coming into work, and there was a guy walking in and stopped and took off his wedding ring before he walked in there. Like, oh, boy.
Wow.
The old Asian jerk joint.
Oh, jeez.
But what do you do if you want a legitimate massage, right? Like, you know. You know, I just kind of offer you the wank. No, I don't need it. I'm good. She just massaged my lower back. I'm 51 and I'm fat. All right, why don't you just do what I fucking asked you? I can't roll over on my one side in bed because this side's been hurting since fucking, you know, 1980. Would you fucking just do me a favor and work this out? Save the baby oil for the next fucking, you know, for the married guy that comes in after me. Just massage me, you fucking slob. I can jerk myself off. A hand job? What? A hand job? What am I, fucking 16? Suck my dick. Hand job. Please. Hand job is kid stuff. Hand job's on the way to the restaurant. You're sucking it on the way home. Hand job. Ridiculous.
Not if there's a tablecloth on that table.
You fucking rivulets of... Would you like to see a menu? Ooh!
Nah, you know what I think? I think we'll just take the check.
I think I'm all right. Police claim a Muncie, Indiana woman didn't know what the big deal was about stealing a car from a dealership in order to drive it to Indianapolis for a job interview as an exotic dancer. Jeff?
Yeah?
My future ex-wife?
Yeah.
Was, 20-year-old.
Oh, Jesus.
Employee told officers that K-A-S-I-A, Keisha Shelton, came to the dealership and asked to look at the 2013 Kia Optima. So she was a girl with taste, obviously, right?
Yeah, like, sure. Yeah.
Employee had been preparing the car for a test drive, but said the phone kept ringing. And the employee reportedly told Shelton to wait a minute, and when he answered the phone yet again, Shelton allegedly drove off in the Kia.
I got to get to this job interview. Shake my titties.
20-year-old titties, though. I mean, let's be fair. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're going to watch any of them shake around, they should be 20. You know, because the tits are like, you know, let's be honest, they're 5. You know what I mean? Like,
they're what?
They're 5. The tits aren't 20. They're 5.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, let's be honest about it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going to watch any tits bounce around, they should be 20. According to the court documents, police used the Flock camera system.
The what?
Flock camera system. To track the stolen car and spotted it on cameras going south toward Indianapolis and returning to Muncie. So she dropped the car off.
She brought it back, right?
Yeah. And then after she brought it back, didn't understand why it was a big deal that she took it because she brought it back.
Test drive.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
2-3 hour test drive.
Well, how is this trick going to get to work? If she gets the job, how's she going to get there?
Well, she knows where she can borrow every day. A car.
Yeah, I know, I guess.
You know what, though? When I bought that car of mine,
yeah,
we test drove it. Went down, looked at it.
Yeah.
We test drove it. Yeah, I really like it. And it happened to be a Friday. Guy's like, we'll take it home tonight. Drive it over the weekend. Bring it back Monday.
Just take it.
Just take it. Take it.
Because you're white, Jeff. White and middle-aged.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
You think 20-year-old Keisha Stevens or whatever the fuck her name is going to get that deal? This probably hot-titted black girl? You think she's going to get that treatment? You're going to have 800 credit score to get that fucking treatment. Middle-aged and white. And a millionaire, which you are.
It's not only the credit score. It's a tone. It's a tone, my friend.
I heard you.
I'm not talking a musical tone. You know what I'm saying, right?
I do, yeah. Buddy. There was a lot of that tone in the VIP lounge the other night.
Was there?
Oh, yes.
Not a diverse crowd?
No, sir. I was
never would have guessed.
Well, there was some diversity, of course, amongst the staff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hard to feature. I know.
It is.
I know.
Really is, you know?
Yeah. Dining alone tonight, sir? Hey, why don't you mind your own fucking business and give me some mashed potatoes, all right? There, Skippy. Okay?
I'll take a piece of prime rib, cut it about 4 inches, please.
So 4 inches thick. I want my heart to give out before I walk out of this lounge. All right?
I want to carry that slab of prime rib over to the table in a wheelbarrow.
It's fucking Fred Flintstone style. I want you to haul it on the side of my fucking Jeep. Like in the beginning of the Flintstones cartoon.
Those are brontosaurus ribs. Okay. Dumbass.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Dining alone tonight, sir. Yes, thank you.
Thanks for pointing that out. Appreciate it.
Porterhouse. Yeah. I should have called him Porterhouse. He was
shined, you know, buffed with a fine chamois.
Colored boy, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Oh, God, that movie is so funny.
It's the best.
God damn.
Yeah, there was not a lot of diversity.
No, I'm sure.
No, sir.
Yeah, there is on the casino floor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot
Lots of diversity out there.
A lot of humanity.
Yes. Lots of it out there. Yeah.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Staff, very diverse. Customers, not so much. That's why I loved it in there.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What kind of cars do you see parked in the VIP parking lot?
Just regular garbage cars like
jerk
mine,
off
man.
Cars.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah.
Yep. It's just people with problems.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't afford. It's probably all junkers.
Yes. Right. Yes.
It's a lot of Ubers people being dropped off.
It's people with habits like me with gambling addictions. Yes.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
It's the VIP shuttle service. Pick you up at your place.
Well, I bet if I spent enough, they would.
They probably, yeah. Fly in the high rollers.
I mean, they got buses. I mean, where are those, you know? Where are those going all the fucking time?
Take them back to the reservation.
Your fire water and your poker chips. Yeah, all right. get mad at me. I made him alcoholics. It's my fault. All
right,
good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, we inoculated him against smallpox just in a a little bit different way.
Just a different form.
Yeah. You know, a little slower process.
Awfully blankety in the end.
It was blanket coverage for that vaccine, you know?
So good. Blanket coverage.
Yeah, we gave him blanket coverage on that smallpox vaccine there.
How mad do you want me to be that they didn't have better military tactics than us? Sorry. How mad do you want me to be? Every piece of land on the planet Earth is occupied by the people who conquered it last, as Hamas is about to find out. I mean, how mad do you want me to be? Plus, it was 120 years ago? Fuck you want me to do about it? Open your casino and shut your face. Beat it.
Every place that people are at, somebody else was there before and displaced by the people that are there currently. It's going to happen again. It will always happen. There's only so much fucking land on this planet.
Fucking kick moccasins. Beat it.
Just fucking rain dance your ass over there.
Yeah. Why don't you crazy horse your ass that way? Beat it. Off my land. I got some wheat to plant. Why don't you fucking,
Hey, look at that. Isn't that Custer over there?
How about that long-haired fucking blowhard, huh? I'll tell you this, Sian, you can mock my words. one good long-term ass. Oh, I speak French. he goes.
One good long-term ass.
One good long-term ass. Fucking.
Well, I watched most of that movie the other day.
It's the best.
Yeah, it really
is. It's
It's
so good, man.
That goddamn scene where Trixie calls out fucking Hurst
at the very beginning.
Boy, fucking Stahl cannot get to her fast enough.
Oh, it's great.
Shut your fucking whore
Shut
mouth.
The fuck up, Trixie. Jesus Christ.
Ooh. And then when Charlie's sitting down there on the riverbank and Hearst comes to buy the land and he tells him that story. Goddamn, that's a great scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm. One time I saw a man, I would fart for an hour. Remember that scene?
Was that Al?
We're talking about the talent show?
Yeah, that's right.
What? So-and-so city, I saw a man, fart must have been an hour.
That was a good dynamic in it.
And then fucking Johnny, I don't sound like no amateur. They were talking about amateur night. And fucking Johnny goes, I don't sound like no amateur.
Tuesdays, he'll tend to have amateur nights. Been a plenty of those. Virginia City. Guy farted seemed near an hour.
Well, that don't sound like no amateur.
See, and then you sat there for the hour, which is just, like at some point you're revulsed. like you're laughing.
Yeah, and then you're
bored.
Yeah.
Then you're horrified, and then you're laughing again. That's got to be about minute 35. You got to be laughing again.
Exactly.
You walk out, you get some fresh air. You walk in, guy still blasting ass.
Don't sound like no amateur. Oh, that's funny.
Just farted for an hour, tardy and ginger on your bum for the regular fucking reasons. Deadwood line. Back to season 3 on Deadwood here on TJ Radio, everybody.
No, not an ounce.
No business as usual.
Business and tasks is what we'll have, just as you are tardy and ginger on your bum for the usual fucking reasons.
I loved his character, man.
I did too.
That especially that dynamic between him and Sawyer.
When they walk past Alma's house, he goes through men like Sherman to the sea.
Goes through men like Sherman.
God, that's great. Because she had, her husband had died.
Yeah.
Then she was fucking Bullock. And then she had to marry Ellsworth to kind of seem legit, right?
Yep.
Goes through men like Sherman to the sea.
Not a goddamn ounce of fat in that fucking script anywhere. Mm-mm. Man.
And she was fucking sexy.
Who's that, Molly? Molly
yes.
Parker?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. She was looking a little ragged out in that movie. But yeah. They were all, you know, older, so.
Yeah. Fucking.
That was.
Timothy Olyphant looked amazing, of course, but.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, he doesn't age, that fucking guy.
And you know what? Swearingen looked like shit, but I think they, I mean.
He was supposed to for.
Well, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Ian McShane's, you know, I mean, yeah. The guy's getting old, but yeah, boy, they really made him look unwell.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here to be overcharged on some fucking meat.
Fucking meat.
Will your chink, Highness?
Nice
can
meat.
We permit us? Nice meat.
Kindly permit us to come in and be overcharged on a side of beef.
We're here to be overcharged on some fucking meat. Will your chink highness fucking permit us to go inside and get robbed blind on a side of elk?
Will your chink highness, because Wu runs the alley, and yep. So he's, you know.
No two.
No, one.
One.
Swearingen hopes we ain't signed ourselves up
for killing.
For killing, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm two. So overdue. One. I watch the movie a couple, two or three times a year, and because it's the newest to me of every, you know, and God,
the show's
just,
so good. God damn. I remember when I started watching that when you introduced me to it. So I think you started feeding me.
Episode
10.
I did.
The first thing I ever heard was that clip of him talking to.
Well, the first thing you heard was I used to have a clip of a 7-minute clip
of all the fucks.
It was just all swearing in one episode.
Yep, that's right.
I played it on the show.
Yep.
And then that I played season 1 episode 10 for you because that's how I got everybody in.
Yep.
Because that's the episode.
Oh yeah, that's.
And then you started. And then I was. Started giving them to you on CD-ROMs and you remember?
Lift your lid.
Adams, lift your lid.
Get a haircut.
You look like your mother fucked a monkey.
Oh, I've used that before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
She'll barely recognize. So then, like in the next episode, Adams goes to Al. He goes, she'll barely recognize me. My monkey mother.
My monkey mother.
That was because Titus Welliver couldn't do the glue for the, like the sideburns or
is
whatever.
Is that what happened?
He was allergic to it.
He lost his, he lost his beard pretty quick there.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. So that's.
Boy, he's a funny dude, man.
Yeah.
He is. Mm-hmm. That whole show was just fucking, just reeked with talent, man.
Adams, lift your lid. Well, it's just about 7 o'clock. Normally means it's time to go home.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. I'll make something out of it.
Yeah. Hey, look, folks, I'm an apologist. We're done. It's it. We're out. We're both tired. It's been a long fucking year, man.
This is why we spent so much time doing two shows a week and this and that, so we could get to October. Well, it was supposed to be mid-September.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, had to change studios, and that took a few weeks. And
well, that was the only thing that set us back this year, wasn't it? It was the studio change. We were really humping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that set us, back a month or so, didn't it? Well,
yeah. Yeah. But we had shows in the queue, so it wasn't like we didn't miss a beat all year long. I mean, between Worst Ofs and we'll have 52 episodes, which is for the first time ever.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
incredible.
It's fucking like, you know, a lot of people don't realize this is the first year we've done every week. Like even last year we missed a few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this year we've every week, we had it. It's wild.
It is.
This is my hobby now. If I'm not going to chase skirts and I'm not going to gamble, I need to.
This is it.
And then when. Now we're not doing this for 3 months. So.
Do your book.
Yeah. I know a gal that works for the Library of Congress. And I messaged her and I said, "Are we, you know, like, what's the research situation like for them?" She goes, it's everything you want is just go to the website and search for it. It's all there.
For free?
Yeah, I think so.
No kidding.
I can't guarantee that. For free. I can't guarantee that with a moral certainty, but I think it is.
Huh. I guess it would make sense.
It's the fucking our library, it's so. 2023, man. Like, you know, it's, you know, what are we going to do? Everyone, thank you for listening. I mean, we're talking about going away, but we still have two more new episodes this year. Next week and the week after. And then from December 2nd, we'll have now 7 worst of episodes this year.
We should get together during the break for a half hour or so and just sing some Christmas carols and put that up on the little, you know, thanks.
Is that what you want to do?
No.
You want to call it Merry Christmas, you fucking animals or something like that?
Christmas, you filthy fucking, you godless heathens.
Yeah, you got the fucking savages. We're gonna have what's the Christmas special gonna be? Like The Office. What's the TGO Radio Christmas special?
Boy, I don't know.
I mean, I'm gonna get stuff for you. We could do a gift exchange.
I want another box of steaks.
Do you? That could happen.
Those were okay.
Those were good, huh?
They were. Yeah, good.
I'm happy to hear that because they
were.
I never got one for myself. I got it for you and my brother and my dad. Oh, well, I didn't get one for myself, though.
Because I know what I'm getting you. You'd eat something. You'd eat something like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get my own. Yeah. Don't worry about that. But
I make my own arrangements.
Pussy and whiskey free if you want it.
Make my own meat arrangements.
I'll make my own arrangements. Thank you for listening, everybody, and we will see you next week. On TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over, huh?